Barack Obama is in Baghdad today. The Democratic presidential candidate is on a tour that took him to Afghanistan this past weekend. There, he said, conditions are precarious and called for increased troops in Afghanistan. In Iraq, Obama had what he called a very constructive meeting with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. It's common for presidential candidates to brush up their foreign policy credentials with overseas trips. But Obama's tour is in some ways unprecedented, at least according to Alan Lichtman, who's a presidential historian at American University in Washington. Are you saying that nothing like this has happened before in another presidential campaign?
That's correct. Certainly sitting presidents like Richard Nixon and Franklin Roosevelt have taken high-profile policy-making trips abroad during presidential election years. But we've never had a presumptive nominee or an actual nominee like Barack Obama, who's not a sitting president, undertake such an ambitious foreign tour to major theaters of American interest around the world.
Although we should say that John McCain has made many, many trips in the past couple of years, including most recently, I think just last month, to Colombia and Mexico and Canada.
Yes, John McCain also broke precedent by making trips, but he didn't achieve the same high profile, of course, that Barack Obama has.
Although we should say McCain has been to Afghanistan and Iraq. You mentioned FDR, you mentioned Nixon. Let's talk about a president who was between the two of them, Dwight D. Eisenhower. He had pledged to end the war in Korea, and at the time he was running against Senator Robert Taft, Eisenhower made this famous speech in Michigan. This was 1952. Let's hear it.
The first task of a new administration will be to review and re-examine every course of action open to us with one goal in view, to bring the Korean War to an early and honorable end.
He said such to the American people. He did, in fact, make that historic trip to Korea. What happened on the trip?
Well, of course, Eisenhower was running in the Republican nomination campaign against Senator Robert Taft of Ohio. In the general election, he ran against Governor Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. And the Republican campaign can be summarized as KC squared, Korea, communism, and corruption. And Eisenhower blasted the Democratic incumbent administration for not bringing the Korean War to an honorable end and for exhibiting the kind of weakness he believed that led to the invasion of Korea in the first place. And then after being elected president, he took a very high-profile trip to the war theater in Korea and did finally negotiate an end to the Korean War, although ironically, he was blasted by conservatives within his own party for not achieving victory in Korea, but rather a kind of settlement.
Well, you can see how momentous, though, that initial trip was. So is it possible to tie that moment with either Obama's trip right now or McCain's trips in the past?
Well, I think, indeed, Eisenhower's trip laid a foundation both for McCain's trips and for Obama's trips both to Afghanistan and to Iraq, although neither, of course, had the policy-making power of a president of the United States, although it certainly behooves foreign leaders to take very seriously men who could become president very shortly.
If the U.S. weren't at war right now, would it still be, do you think, incumbent on presidential candidates to make connections abroad because the world has changed?
Foreign policy has been front and center mostly during periods of war, such as the 1952 campaign in the midst of the Korean War, the 1968 campaign in the midst of the Vietnam War. So while obviously the world is always changing and foreign policy is important, it becomes greatly magnified at a time of war, particularly at a time of a controversial war like the war in Iraq today and like the wars in Korea and Vietnam.
Alan Lichtman is presidential historian at American University in Washington. His newest book, just released last month, is White Protestant Nation, The Rise of the American Conservative Movement. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.